Orsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Orsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Orsman story.
Orsman Chantilly Toyota. Let's ride together.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey guys, what's up? This is Josh Norman.
This is Alex Smith.
This is Joe Gibbs.
You listen to Redskins Talk
with JP Finley.
Fourth preseason game has this stigma of being a game that a lot of people just want to get through, but for you, obviously, there's still a lot that you can evaluate, and how useful is that fourth game to get a look at some of these roster hopefuls?
Well, that and these guys deserve a chance to play and show what they can do. A lot of these guys, like I've mentioned before, haven't got a lot of reps in preseason games or in practice for that matter. You know, we see them in individual, we get them some reps in practice, but this is a chance for them to really get an extended period of time look. And see how they do. And it's going to be fun to watch them.
What up, everybody? JP Finley, Redskins Talk Podcast. We are back in the mobile podcasting studio because it's 2,000 degrees out at Redskins Park. Taylor's here sitting shotgun. Taylor, what's up, dude?
Hi, Chandler.
That's your new bit. It's a wacky bit. Pete is here in the back seat. Pete, what's up, dude?
Hey, Pete.
Look at Pete opening the podcast with a big J question of head coach Jay Gruden. We're going to talk about that a little later and kind of get into what the fourth preseason game means. Before we get to that, I want to thank the good folks at Orsman Automotive of Virginia. You need to be checking out Orsman Chantilly Toyota. They do a great job. They got all the Toyotas you can imagine. They'll sell you any of them. Check out Bob Hager. Check out Bob Biagi. They're all there. They can hook it up.
That's a good business model.
Yeah.
Have Toyotas and sell them.
Yeah, dude. Well, the thing that gets lost is they also have other cars because they have pre-owned.
Yes.
So they, you know, it is Toyota, but you can buy anything. Maybe not like a Ferrari.
And if you want a new anything, get another Orsman, find another Orsman.
Yeah, man, they got it all.
Do you have to be named Bob to work there? It seems like that's an important part of the program.
Incorrect. It's okay. It's like our podcast where we have so many Matts, but we got plenty of other people listening.
Fair enough.
They got some Bobs, but they got lots of other people. All right, lot to talk about. We are, what day is it? Tuesday? We are 2 days away from the final preseason game. Taylor, clap. Yeah. The best part of the final preseason game is that it's the final preseason game.
When that clock hits zero, that's the best part of the preseason.
Right. But we're going to talk about what Pete asked Jay and kind of just what it means to get this far along in the space. Also recorded, what the fourth preseason game matters for is guys that aren't sure things on the roster. I recorded some interviews. I talked to Troy Apke for a while. And I enjoyed his answer. He owned the missed tackles. And I'm going to let you guys listen to that. I also think he's on the roster, like, firmly. But I know there are some that think differently. I think...
That's what I want to talk about later.
Okay. Also recorded an interview with Jared Fernandez, who's a guy that doesn't look like he's on the roster, but all he's done is make plays. And I think he's a guy that I think the Skins would be happy if they could get to the practice squad. Now, you never know until it happens. We also, I might do this real quick. You guys all right if I do something real quick?
Go for it.
It's J.P. Finley's Redskins Talk.
We needed the ambassadors program. We are getting so much feedback, and we love it. Now, here's where the ambassadors program is going to be housed on Instagram. And we got our first post from Sam Murray. Congratulations on... Now, Taylor, you can't say anything. He is now an official ambassador.
Yes, he is confirmed.
Confirmed.
He passed. He sent in his confirmation.
Yeah.
The photo he posted is better than the Mona Lisa, for what I'm concerned.
It's the Mona Lisa of the Redskins Talk podcast.
Yes.
So what happened is Sam sent us a photo of himself in Baltimore sitting on a cannon, which is just incredible. I assume that's like Fort McHenry or something. I don't know. I don't know how many places in Baltimore have cannons. But holding a sign saying I'm the ambassador of Redskins Talk Podcast, and what really makes it for me,
of course,
is the sign is made out of the beer six-pack that he's chugging a beer while holding the sign. He just flipped it inside out, wrote it down with some magic marker, and I believe it's a six-pack of Natty Bow. So it's like a 10 out of 10 picture.
And well, and I believe the Inner Harbor is in the background of the picture.
The phrase,
I mean, that's perfect. That's
the phrase checks perfect. All the boxes gets thrown around a lot, but that checks all of the boxes.
So for all of our ambassadors, none of you are confirmed except Sam Murray.
And the Coast Guard guy?
And the Coast Guard. Anybody that's in the military gets an automatic confirmation. You don't have to send a picture in.
But we'd like one.
You're welcome to, absolutely. And if you're not, all right, here's the other thing. Well, I have this for the very end. So we'll do this at the very end. Taylor and I have an offer for our listeners to incentivize following the Instagram page. Taylor has agreed to this. I've agreed to it. But go follow the Instagram page at Redskins Talk Pod on Instagram. And then last note on the ambassadors. We are trying like hell to respond to every mention on Twitter and on Instagram. If it takes a day or two, don't freak out. If we don't get back to you after a day or two, follow up. But we're trying. It's mostly just me and Pete running this thing because Taylor's certainly not going to do it, and Mitch is covering hockey.
But you know, if you want to streamline the process, just go ahead and send in the picture.
Right. Just send
that takes care of confirmation. Boom, you're in.
If you just send a picture in holding the Redskins Talk sign from wherever you live, it's an automatic approval. It's
right
like
there.
It's like when you do your taxes online and then you print them out and mail them in, or you can just submit them online.
Yeah.
Just submit it online.
And you get your approval.
Yep. Okay. Well, Taylor, let's go right, because the other stuff is all roster related, so let's go right to what you wanted to say, kind of about Apke, and I want to, should we let Pete start because his question opened things? Go ahead, Pete. What were you going for when you talked to Jay?
So, the fourth preseason game for a lot of these guys, I think fans look at that and say, if Cam Sims has 4 catches for 85 yards, he's on. Or if Brian Quick has 0 catches and doesn't play well in the fourth preseason game, he's off. They view it as the end-all, be-all, make-or-break game. And what Jay said in response to Rich and kind of in response to my question, too, is that the fourth preseason game is a ingredient in the big bowl that they've had all offseason. They've had OTAs, they've had training camp, they've had joint practices, other preseason games. It's just another bullet point on the list. Capri Bibbs also said the same thing when I asked him, hey, how much pressure are you putting on yourself? He said, I'm not putting any pressure on myself because I've put out tape for months now. They know what I can do, and it's just one last chance to make an impression. So the fourth preseason game matters, but I don't want you to sit on your couch and see a guy make one big play or one big drop and just think that that's the snap decision. It's over for him, or he's on the team right there.
Yeah, I mean that is a good point. And with a guy like Quick, you know, you also look at his previous years. You know, all that, everything goes into it. You know, they say, that spelling always counts. Mm-hmm. Whether going back to whether it was 5 years ago, today, whatever you did wrong is going to be held against you. Whatever you did good is going to be, is going to go in your favor.
So yeah, Bibbs said
it's not really. You're right. It's not the be-all, end-all.
Yeah, Bibbs said, hey, I played in a couple games for this team at the end of last year where I showed some good things, and that still matters too. So everybody hates the fourth preseason game. Some of these players, though, it is still something that they really care about, and they do get one more chance. But again, it is not the Super Bowl. It is not the deciding factor. It's one of many, many,
many.
It's not
the Super Bowl?
It is the farthest thing from it.
I agree, and that's kind of why I think some fans think that everything will depend on what happens in this fourth preseason game. I think most of the situations are written. To quote Nas, it is written. I think, how many roster spots do you think are really still open out of the 53?
2.
Yeah, I would say 3 tops.
Final receiver.
That may not be
the final receiver.
Could be something that we don't really even think of.
I think it's inside linebacker.
Like Spate Vigil.
Spate Vigil.
Uh-huh.
And
maybe D-line, like Taylor Hood.
Is Robertson
Taylor's
off?
Not making the roster, man.
Okay. So D-line.
You think Phil Taylor makes this roster?
There's zero chance that he makes
the
roster.
Yeah. I'm just trying to talk
I think D-line, unless they go. So here's the thing, is we also have preconceived notions of how many guys hit what spot. I have 6 D-linemen, and it's fairly simple to me.
It is.
Allen, Payne, Ioannidis, Settle, Lanier, Hood.
Yeah.
And would it be complicated if McGee was healthy? Yes, but McGee ain't healthy.
Right.
And Phil Taylor, You might be able to put him on IR.
Look, they signed him. They don't want to pay him again to be on IR. But, you know, they signed him, and they had zero nose tackles on the roster. They drafted two.
Right.
So, therefore, that was, you know, good for the Redskins, good for Tim Settle and Daron Payne, and not good for Phil Taylor.
So, the other spot's running back? That last running back spot still up for grabs?
I don't think so. Taylor?
I don't think so.
I think it's Peterson, Kelly, Piran, Thompson. And there's historic precedent that they don't keep a backup for Thompson. So if they're going to keep Bibbs, means they really like him on first and second down as well.
Or they're worried about Thompson, which Jay Gruden certainly didn't seem to. He was jumping up and down at the podium.
Fantastic.
And
he looks fantastic.
Jay's not given to superlatives like that.
I tell you one real possible ripple in all of this, domino in all of this, whatever term you prefer, is the J.P. Holtz situation. And I think this might be much ado about nothing at the 23rd hour where there's not much else to talk about. But if they do go four tight ends, or whatever the hell you want to call Holtz, if they go with the tight end fullback role, I think that squeezes the receivers. And I don't know what that means for Trey Quinn, Cam Sims, Brian Quick. And the thing to remind everybody is Brian Quick made this roster last year when nobody thought he was going to, because they liked him on special teams.
And then they re-signed him in the offseason when nobody thought they were going
to. So, like,
he's a cockroach, maybe. Just can't get rid of him.
Counting out Brian Quick, I think, is premature, man.
Yes.
And we've talked about Mo Harris and the concussions.
Jay, when they asked him today, he was like, he's still going through some things. He'll be fine. It seems like that might have a non-expiration date on it. That could kind of drag on.
Well, he's practicing. If he's practicing, it means he cleared protocol, right?
No, he said he's still in it.
There's two sets of clearances, right?
Right. You can be non-contact like back to practice.
Right.
So he can, you know, maybe he's doing individual drills and then watching when we go inside.
It must just...
Harris to IR to open this roster?
I don't know.
There must
be... Pete, hold on. Let's dig on this.
Or just cut. You know, if he clears concussion protocol and they say, hey, dude.
Can you cut somebody in the protocol?
No.
So they'd have to keep them?
They'd have to clear them. No. I don't know if they can clear them between now and Saturday.
Okay.
You know, that's in theory, but. We can reach an injury settlement.
I think they like Mo, though, and want to keep him around.
Definitely.
Well, they set him, cut him loose last two.
Right, but brought him right back.
Right. Went to the practice squad.
Right. Yeah, I imagine he's out of practice squad eligibility at this point.
I think so. Wow, the rules are so weird.
I know.
And I think he could probably end up on the practice squad. Now, whether he'd be interested in being on the Redskins practice squad or not might be a different story.
All right, let's do this. So we know the top three. Do we all think they're going to keep six? Give me your percentage out of 100 that they keep six wideouts.
I go 88%.
88%.
Yes.
Pete?
70-30, keep six, keep five.
Yeah, I'm closer to Pete. I'll split the difference. I'll call it 75-25. So, we know the top three. Percentage that Mo Harris is on the roster?
90.
Pete?
Two.
92. Three. You love these random numbers. Hi, Chandler. Pete?
Yeah, 90. And the concussion's kind of making it murky, but he was so good in camp, and he can play at the three spots, and he's just a reliable guy, even though he hasn't produced a ton in the season. I like him at 90.
He's a reliable guy that... can't play.
Can't stay on the field.
When he's on the field, he seems quite reliable.
But right. There. I agree. It's funny. That seems like a fair description of him. Yeah. He's calling him a reliable guy. And then you're like, well, I'm with you. Mo Harris, 90% on this team.
Yeah, as long as his concussion isn't super.
So let's go. Crazy. Let's keep going down the list. Trey Quinn.
I'll go the same 90. No, I'll go 91.1.
I'll drop down to like 65.
The lock of the century?
He hasn't done much.
Why? Where's freezing cold takes? I gotta.
Yeah, I don't know. You're so familiar with them, Chandler. Why don't you point me in the right direction? You're always on that page.
If you take a stand, you know, sometimes you're gonna end up in freezing cold
takes. Well, I'm not. Yeah. I will back off. He hasn't done a ton of preseason. I think he's an easy guy to sneak on the practice squad if you opt to go that route.
Well, and I think Cam Sims is. We've talked about this. I think Cam Sims has more. Is more enticing on the waiver wire if you try to slip him through. I will split the difference again. Taylor's saying 90, Pete's saying 65. I'll say 70. I think there's a very good chance Trey Quinn makes this roster, and 70% is very good.
Especially for his seventh rounder.
Let's go to Cam Sims. RT?
I don't want to go 50. So do I go up or down? I'll go 45.4.
Okay.
God, that's so Pete? Weird.
I don't understand the points, your, like the decimal points, but what the hell? We're having fun.
I'm going to give him a 33% chance.
Ooh, that's lower. I will split the difference. And it'd be nice to know if he was like going to be able to play and produce. Yeah. I might go, I think he's got 1.25, right? Like 1 out of 4. 25% for Cam Sims.
Cool.
Brian Quick.
I'll go with 22.
Which is funny because we both just talked about how they kept him. They kept him last year.
But that you know, history doesn't necessarily repeat.
It has with Mo Harris.
What?
Mo Harris has been cut the last 2 years.
Okay, well.
And we keep thinking he's reliable.
Okay, well.
I'm just saying, I'm not disagreeing with you.
Quick cut 6 passes last year.
I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm just saying it's interesting that we are all kind of counting him out.
I don't know. You asked me what. You know, I'm not completely counting him out.
I'm agreeing 22%. With you. I'm agreeing with you, Pete.
So I Trey at 65, Cam at 33. I think Brian is kind of really just right there with Cam in terms of competition. So I'll give him 66. I think he's 2 out of 3, and Cam's 1 out of 3.
So that's actually 66.666666.
Thank you. Thank you. Hi, Tandler.
I think Quick makes it half the time. 50% chance. I think if Sims hadn't gotten hurt, or if Sims had a little more weight on his frame.
I think you added all those up, they're keeping 4 wide receivers. But
wait, they're keeping 4 or they're keeping 7? What do you mean?
Yeah, one or the other.
Right.
However they add up.
If they keep 5 like they did last year, it threw a serious wrench into everyone's 53, and it will do the same this year if they do
it.
Just a JP showing up late and making things complicated. There's something about that name. JP Holtz and JP Finley love to show up late.
I'm never late.
You like to make things complicated.
I definitely make things complicated, and full disclosure, I'm often late.
So. Yeah. I think I was pretty much on point with what I said.
I don't think I make things complicated. I try to make things better with opinions.
Yeah, and he's trying to make things better with good blocks in the hole, so it's similar.
We're losing Tandler. Okay. I see it in his eyes.
Yeah, that's fine. I was just taking a little mental break, but I'm back in it now.
You wanted to make a note about something you told me?
Like Troy Apke?
Make your note.
Let me write this down. Oh, no, I'm just kidding. Yes. Okay. One thing that we don't know about Troy Apke, and so I think we said at the outset, I think he's probably going to make the roster. What we don't know, and what we do know is he has not played well in the preseason. He has looked lost in coverage. Tackling has been atrocious.
And he owns it in the interview that you'll hear in a second.
But what we don't know is their expectations when they drafted him.
Yep.
Did they sit there and go, okay, this is a guy who after the 4th preseason game is still going to be very rough, have a lot of problems, but we like his speed, we like his attitude, we like A, B, and C about him.
Mm-hmm.
So kind of we're going to live with that. Now, if when they drafted him, they thought he'd be much further along and, a guy who they would be confident stepping in to do it, I think that would hurt his chances if he's not living up to expectations. The one more factor there is if he's not living up to expectations, who is the fourth safety?
Who? That's a serious who.
I know. Who is the fourth safety? I don't know. It just came out that way. Has anybody really stepped up and said, "Hey, I've got the potential to be better than Troy Apke"?
No.
Not really.
No.
That's
the other thing that I think is saving him.
I want to just kind of comment on that, a couple of the points. All along with Apke, they've talked about him as a special teams player.
Yeah.
So I think when you talk about what the expectations are, I think they're fairly low. They want speed and make tackles on the outside. And I think, I'm not sure we've seen enough to know if he can do that. He sure as hell looked bad in the Broncos game missing tackles.
Yes.
But those weren't special teams. That was him playing safety. And didn't he only play safety for a year at college? Like, it's not like he's like a career safety. Two, and I think this gets forgotten by way too many fans, and maybe I already said this. I've said it in some capacity today. I don't know if that was on the radio or what. I won't even say possible. I almost say likely that a person on the 53-man Redskins roster by Saturday at 4 o'clock, or certainly by next week getting ready for the Arizona game, ain't in Redskins Park right now. I think
probably one or two.
I think there are positions where they are actively looking around the league at guys that are going to get cut. I think O-line for sure. We saw that last year with TJ Clemmings.
Maybe corner. They have a lot of young corners in the back of that.
Maybe. I think they legitimately like those guys. But maybe you're telling me they're married to Danny Johnson, Greg Stroman? I don't think they are.
No.
I think I think as much as they might like J.P. Holtz, if another fullback, tight end type guy, what if Niles Paul gets cut in Jacksonville?
Right.
I think they make that call quick. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because they didn't expect to have a situation where they would need a fullback.
Right.
And need's probably too much of a word, but they didn't expect to have a situation where they would want to lean on a fullback in certain spots. Now they do. Things change.
Yeah.
So,
you know, well, two things. Do they get a real, if they need a fullback, why not just get a fullback?
Right.
You know, pick it off of a waiver wire instead of settling, taking Indeed. J.P. Holtz. And the other thing, what was the other thing? I forgot.
I have two things in response to the Apke
stuff. Go ahead. And
while you think of your one thing.
Come back to me.
One, just kind of interesting to compare, Nicholson was a fourth round rookie safety last year, and you're talking about expectations. He stepped into the starting role in week three. It's just interesting. I don't think Apke's anywhere near that. And also, I don't think anyone's really in this car, at least predicting that he's going to get cut, but we talk about P. Ryan being a fourth-round draft pick in his second year. We have to see if he develops. So if they're keeping a guy like that for that reason, there's no way they would move on from a fourth-round rookie after a couple months.
Yeah, I agree. I think the case for Apke staying on has been well made.
Yeah.
So like I said, unless compared to what they thought he might be, he was a total train wreck.
Yeah.
And still, who takes his place? Okay, the point I was going to make real quick.
Uh-huh.
Cornerback, finding a quality cornerback on the waiver wire isn't going to be easy.
Right.
You know, if you want to upgrade that.
People, you can find a quality fullback.
You can find and you can find a guard who you can develop some. So you're not going to find many of those. Other thing, 10 draft picks they have sitting there in a pile for next year. They think they need help. They could take a late round pick, swap it for
a fifth round. It doesn't have to be that late.
Whatever.
They got picks.
Well, the Ravens just traded a pretty
that's more mid.
Decent linebacker for a sixth round.
And that's a good point that I was actually going to bring up. I don't think a trade is out of the works yet either. I don't think a trade in the NFL, as it becomes more trade centric, is really out. But I would not be shocked by that at all, especially if Bibbs or P. Ryan or somebody generates interest from another club. I think a lot could still happen there.
Yeah, Bibbs could be, you know, worth it. Probably not much. Maybe a swap of, you know, sixth and seventh or something.
But you guys always say that you can find a Bibbs off the street, so why would a team trade one when they
That's true.
What if they want P. Ryan, who you can't find off the street? A super strong running back from a pedigree university.
Who gets tripped up by arm tackles all the time.
It's 1 year, dude. A lot of guys have gotten better from year one to year two.
I'm hard on P. Ryan.
So, I think we've talked a lot of football.
We have.
Yeah, I'm exhausted.
22 minutes worth.
We need some shtick.
20 minutes worth, and well, we did the ambassador shtick.
I know.
All right, should we tell people the ambassador thing,
the incentive?
or go to the interviews and then come back?
I think we should
just go all football.
Go to the interviews and come back.
We're giving you all football, and then you don't have to come back. So Troy Apke first, then Jared Fernandez second. I'll tell you Jared Fernandez's story, and then we'll tell our incentive. Here comes Troy Apke.
Here's Darnold on fourth down. Batted! And that ball is going to be intercepted. That is Troy Apke, who made a play on it. The rookie out of Penn State, Everett, went up and deflected it, and Apke gets his hands on it.
Troy, you know, as a rookie in preseason, you probably don't get to play as much as you'd like. This fourth preseason game could be a real opportunity for you to be out there a lot.
Yeah.
How does that change your approach?
It doesn't really change my approach. I try to keep it the same every game. You know, I'm just practicing like a pro and things like that, just learning from the older guys, so that's what I'm going to do.
What would be your goals for the Ravens game?
I missed some tackles the last game, so I think I'm just going to clean that up this game, and then just communication is a big thing I'm going to do.
With DeShazer or with everybody? Or I hear
him yelling Wonder Bread at you.
Yeah, I mean, whoever's out there with me, obviously I go with them most of the time, but yeah, whoever's out there.
For other rookies, other guys that are trying to make their first roster, do you feel a different sort of pressure getting down to the end of camp here?
I mean, yeah, but I'm just taking it day by day, trying to learn from the older guy, just be a pro about it.
Thanks very much.
So it is first and goal from the Redskins 1. Over the top, it is Webb, and he will not get there.
Understanding this is preseason, and you need as much film as you can to evaluate players, this is a great evaluation moment. Who's making the play? Who's stopping him at the line? Apke's in there.
Apke along with Fernandez.
Both of them.
This fourth preseason game is a big-time opportunity for you. You'll be out on the field way more than you've been so far. You've been making plays when you've gotten opportunities. What do you hope for in this fourth final preseason game?
Just to continue to do what I'm doing. You know, whatever, how many snaps I get, just go out and perform my best and do what I can do to help this team and help myself.
What kind of feedback are you getting from the coaches, from fellow players, about kind of what's next for you in the NFL?
Honestly, I really don't know. You know, it's kind of just that unknown area right now, that gray area. But, you know, I'm still doing what I can to make this team and to make any other team that sees this film, you know. So I'm just going to put my best foot forward and continue to make plays.
Does it put any added pressure on you knowing that this is my last chance, at least this offseason, maybe, that this is you know you're going to be out there a lot, that you want to go perform?
Oh, yeah, definitely. It's definitely a lot of pressure, you know. You know, just kind of try to throw that to the side and just play football. You know, you got to be loose, you got to be free. Because if you go out there tight and, you know, afraid to make mistakes, you're going to make them and you're not going to play well. So I just want to be loose, relax, and go out there and play my game.
How much do the vets, guys like Mason and Zach Brown, I mean, do they help you? Do they work with you?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I love our vets, man. You know, I talk to some other rookies, some other guys at different places, and, you know, sometimes they say the vets don't help them out. I was like, well, it's not like that here, you know what I mean? If I don't know something or it's kind of great for me, like, I can go to them anytime, call them anytime, text them anytime.
Thanks very much. Good luck.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Jared Fernandez is a cool dude and a guy I'm rooting for. NC State guy. He's made plays on the field. Apke, I thought I was impressed by how humble he was talking with him. Just, hey, man, I haven't been very good. I know I have to be better. Down to earth, anyway. With Jared Fernandez, though, so his name is spelled J-E-R-O-D. Did you guys know that?
I thought there's two R's, but yeah, I knew that was the general spelling.
Okay.
Spelling matters. Generally.
If there are two R's, I apologize to Jared. So I see J-E-R. Let's look it up real quick. Taylor's got the roster. He's 58.
So what do you think, Gerard?
Hang on. Let's see.
Fernandez.
All right, Taylor.
Coming to a screeching halt here.
One R.
J-E-R-O-D. Okay.
Yeah, so I was right.
Congrats.
Yeah, I was right. You were wrong. So I see J-E-R-O-D, and I hadn't spoken to Jared Fernandez, I'll be honest. And I was like, all right, Jared, Gerard, what is it? And there was, I'm in the Redskins locker room about to go talk to him with a TV camera, so you don't want to get the guy's name wrong.
Of course.
So there's a player, I'm not going to name this player, but there's a player walking by that I know well and I trust, and I'm like, hey, man, 58, how do you say that name? He's like, oh, Gerard. I was like, you sure? He's like, no, but it's spelled like Gerard. I was like, well, shit, man, that doesn't really help me. He's like, dude, it's Gerard. And I was like, all right. And then I saw Redskins PR standing there, and they're supposed to be the authority on this
right
stuff. And they're like, oh, yeah, it's Gerard. You're good. I was like, cool. Walk over.
Oh, no.
Hey, Gerard, what's up, man? He's like, hey, what's up? It's Jared. I was like, damn, dude.
You even tried to do your research.
Like, I even tried to do it right. And I don't mean any of this as a slight towards Jared. He was great. He rolled with it. He gave a really good interview, I thought. He was very open and honest about trying to make an NFL roster. It's just kind of a funny little story.
Yeah.
All right.
It is.
Who's telling the incentive plan, Taylor, me or you?
You go ahead.
All right. We have to figure out the numbers, right? Because on the Instagram page, on the Redskins Talk Podcast Instagram page, we're at 800 followers.
Just hit 800.
Taylor and I have an idea, and maybe we'll use Pete for the numbers. I want to get to a milestone number for the Instagram page.
We love milestone numbers in this podcast.
And I am going to, at this number, I am going to post a picture of myself. I'm thinking like my high school football picture would be kind of funny.
That's incredible.
So is that 1,000 or is that like 1,500?
How about 1,250?
Who's going to remember 1,250?
1,500. 1,500. We got 800 followers.
We're at 800
in like
right
six
now.
Days.
In what? Yeah, less than a week.
1,500. Make them work.
All right, 1,500 followers. I will post my high school photo, my high school football photo for my senior year.
That is.
What do you think about that, Taylor?
Yeah,
I'm going to start making fake accounts to follow it right now.
All right, at
2,000.
So for Taylor, is it 2,000?
Well, we bumped yours up. We should bump mine up.
You want to make it 25? I don't know that we're.
That's
some
a long
point,
way away.
We're reaching a limit.
I think 2,000.
Okay. I think 2,000 is good.
All right, what are you going to do, Taylor?
I'll post a picture, high school picture of myself. I don't know what.
So you just go to the cave, the cave drawings.
It's not a cave drawing.
Oh, that's funny, Pete.
Caught him.
Taylor's my guy.
No, JP and I are going through this on Slack this morning. He goes, why don't you post a high school picture? Then. Or something from the 70s. Now go, dude, when do you think I was in high school?
Something from the 70s.
Pete, when do you think Taylor graduated from high school?
So I made that Vince Lombardi joke a while ago, thinking that Taylor wouldn't have seen him. He did. So I'm going to say Taylor graduated high school, and I'm sorry if this is offensive or super wrong, 1968.
No. I wasn't even in high school in
1968. That's awkward. 76.
Okay, a little high.
Okay.
73? Okay.
I'm sorry for offending anyone in the podcast studio.
I don't take any.
Yeah, dude.
If I cared what you said at all, I might be offended. But I don't, so I'm not.
Remember when you described our relationship as civil? Like we're some divorced couple? Oh, yeah, I'm civil. I worked with them for 4 years. We're civil.
Here's the other thing. A lot of folks are asking about fantasy leagues. I would love to do a fantasy league with you guys. We just don't. It's not going to happen. What we are going to do, though, is the survivor pool again. That way, everybody can sign up. There's no cutoff. And we'll get that out before week one.
That sounds fun.
The survivor pool was fun last year. A lot of people did really good. We'll have to decide. Last year, you were allowed to get one wrong.
We have to remember.
Yeah, I lost.
To do it.
Right. Last year, you were allowed to get one wrong and stay
in. Survivor.
I think we do true survivor.
We're going to have more people, hopefully.
Yes.
And the winner,
it just stays too big.
The winner, as always, gets to choose
does
an
not.
Item of their choosing out
not.
Of Rich Tandler's closet.
He or she does not.
Yeah, they do.
No.
The winner definitely gets some swag. And I think we'll have a end of season podcast party, like January-ish. And the winner gets like...
Or February.
Yeah, fair, true.
I love that.
Whatever the hell the end of season podcast party is, the winner will get... A crown, some sort of ceremony.
Thing, and then
ceremonial ceremony.
Yeah. All right. So I want a bunch of people have sent notes to the Instagram page.
Could you imagine how big the podcast would get if they actually played into February?
No, I'd be out of this world. So I'm just going to read a bunch of names to let you guys know we hear you. The PMU NSEY, S. Howell, Hines 627, Michael Zaremba, MJ Yay. Ryan Truano, Troy Dodd, who's our guy, Dave Hostage, Panama Layover, which is a pretty funny name.
That's the ambassador of Panama. His name is Rick, I believe.
All right, Rick, we're waiting on a picture. Your ambassadorship is not confirmed.
Yeah, we need like the canal or something.
I've sailed through the Panama Canal.
I know. I did not know that.
It was pretty cool. I got in big trouble because I went for a swim during like one of the times we
Shocker.
Were, there's just crocodiles everywhere. And like the Panamanian police like came flying over in a boat. They're like, get out of the water, get out of the water.
That reminds me of when you touched the Stanley Cup and the Stanley Cup guy flipped out and you almost knocked it over.
I tend to push the limits.
No, JP like tried to move it and then
I didn't lick it. I did like a pretend I was drinking.
You're gonna chug it and the guy zapped out of his chair.
Papa Clutch Security. So maybe that's our official security officer.
Could be.
J Gardiner HTTR 98. Janny Maria.
These are all our Instagram followers who are kindly messaging us. I see it. We all see it.
It's Dunk Z. McNay Viasser. Memphis Compton. James Hargreaves 11. Marilyn Muscles. Not me. That's not a burner account. Oh, Taylor.
I know it's 2 hours until your bedtime. It's 3:30, Taylor, so I know you're getting tired.
He's like, you can get out of the car, dude. No one's holding you.
Yeah, leave.
I am Jack Pollard, R. Parlay Jr., C. Maddie, Jared Wasser, Samurai, who is our guy. He's the only official confirmed ambassador. Skins360, I think, is an Instagram page that Samurai runs, so check that out. Sean Tenner, Jill Abaca. Hail to the Chief and Stomberg 21. So we see you guys. Tandler, say hello to all of them.
Oh, hi, folks.
All right. Hi, Tandler. All right. Let's call it quits. You guys good?
I've been good.
Tell people what to do, Tandler.
Follow.
Follow.
Follow. Follow the Instagram page and subscribe to the podcast. Or just say, hey, Siri, play Redskins Talk.
You like this bit. You're in on that.
I do like that bit.
Do people actually do that shit?
Yes. Not a ton, but, you know.
I'm sorry.
It's just one more way. It's just one more way. Of,
would that work in the car?
For Siri,
maybe a car from Oarsman Automotive of Virginia.
That's right. Oarsman Automotive of Virginia will have you listening to the Redskins Talk podcast in no time.
Specifically the one in Chantilly.
They have the especially Oarsman Toyota Chantilly may very well, we don't know this, they may very well have Redskins Talk programmed in every car you drive off the lot.
Just punch a button.
It just turns on.
Yeah. Yep.
And that's why you should go buy a Toyota from them.
As soon as you start your car, it goes, hey guys, what's up? This is Josh Norman. This is Joe Gibbs.
What up, everybody? Alex Smith. All right, time to go. If you made it this far, we owe you beers. Thank you very much for putting up with Tandler.